These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today we rejoice as a parish in a feast of All Saints, and we've transferred it to today. It's usually on the 1st of November, but we wanted to carry it over to this Sunday because it's a high holy day that where we give humble thanks to God for all those who have gone before us, who are such great witnesses of the faith, who love their Lord so dear and manifested forth his light and his love in the world. And so it's a day of great thanksgiving. It's also a day that we might take stock of our own situation. And so there are a few things to think about on the Feast of All Saints. One is that we are called to be saints. And so we might be talking about saints here with a small s, not a capital S, but the small s, that all of us are saints who have been called to faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in the living Lord and professing that, we have passed from death unto life. We now love the brethren. The Holy Spirit is indwelling us. We are now brought forth to the sacraments of the church. We have been set apart by God to be in the world, but not of the world. We are citizens of heaven. And so now we are saints in that regard. We are sanctified by the Holy Spirit and made holy. So it's a day to remember that we are called to be saints. And to think about how are we doing in that particular, you know, orientation and in that particular drive toward sanctity. If we're called to renounce the world, the flesh, and the devil, are we doing that? Are we in a church militant, seeing our place as those who do fight the good fight against our spiritual foe? Are we really following Christ? Is he at the center? Are we being sanctified? Are we leaving off those things that were bringing us into desolation? Are we pursuing those things that bring us into consolation, an increase of faith, hope, and love? You know, how are we doing on this pilgrim path? It's a day to think about that, because again, all of us are called to be saints. And we remember the words of Alexander Schmemann, who said, the one great sorrow is not to be a saint. So we're pursuing the course of happiness and joy, which is to be a saint of God. The saints of God are just folk like you, and I mean to be one too, we sing in one of the hymns. Now, we also think today, on All Saints Day, about those who have gone before us. And so today we're collecting up the names of those who have died that we remember, that we want to pray for on All Souls Day. And has that list made its way around, Vernon?
Yes.
Everybody's had a chance? Everybody had a chance to put names on that list? Okay. And I'll read those at the time of the offertory. We'll offer the Mass for the repose of their souls and pray for them. Now, praying for the dead is something that we do as a matter of course in our Anglican way, in the Catholic tradition. And I'll show you in the prayer book several places where we do that. One is in the... Rowan, hand me the prayer book. Rowan. One place to do that, and very obviously, is in the context of the Holy Communion. And so if you look in your prayer books at the order of service in the prayer for the state of Christ Church on page 74, at the very bottom of the page, we also bless thy holy name, for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. So every time we gather for the Holy Communion, we're praying for those who have gone before us and are now in the rest of peace. We also pray for them. If you look at the way we pray for those who have gone before us, we intercede for them after they die when we gather for the burial office. And there's a very beautiful prayer at the time of the committal, or maybe I'll walk it back to the burial office. So let's look at that first. And if you look in the right for the burial of the dead, at page 332, we pray for those who have died. Remember thy servant, O Lord, according to the favor which thou bearest unto thy people, and grant that increasing in knowledge and love of Thee, he or she may go from strength to strength in the life of perfect service in Thy heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with Thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, ever one God, world without end. Amen. So we're praying for them. We pray for the dead because they haven't disappeared. Yes, their body and soul have been separated, and now their body, not able to hold itself together without the ordering principle of the soul, disintegrates. And so we take care of that. We bury the body, or it's cremated, and then we take care of the cremated remains. So the body is here on earth, but their soul is with God. So they haven't just ceased to exist. No, they are in the hand of God. And so we continue to pray for them. And we pray that they will go from strength to strength in a life of perfect service. Their pilgrimage continues into God and with God, further up and further in, into glory. And so we pray for them. We also see that same kind of prayer in the committal service. So when we gather at the gravesite, if you look at page, well, we're on 332, now just the next page on 333. Or maybe let's go over to 334, middle of the page, Almighty God. Almighty God, with whom do live the spirits of those who depart hence in the Lord. So where are they now? They're with the Lord. And with whom the souls of the faithful, after they are delivered from the burden of the flesh, are in joy and felicity. The burden of the flesh, by the way, is not their material self. It's not their body. God created that good. The burden of the flesh is their fallen nature. So all the things in their life that made it difficult for them to obey God and His commandment to love Him and love others. Well, they're beyond that now. They don't have any more pride, envy, greed, gluttony, lust, wrath, or sloth. They're delivered. Hallelujah. They're now in joy and felicity. We give Thee hearty thanks for the good examples of all those Thy servants who, having finished their course in faith, do now rest from their labors. So this is a day of rejoicing, really, because the victory is won. They've passed over. Jordan are now in the rest of peaceful sleep in Christ. And we beseech Thee that we, with all those who are departed in the true faith of Thy holy name, may have our perfect consummation and bliss, both in body and soul, in Thy eternal and everlasting glory, through Christ our Lord. Amen. So when we pray for the dead, we're actually making a very bold proclamation of our faith in the risen Lord, that Jesus Christ broke death by His resurrection, and that we have the hope of glory. So as they have gone on to their unto glory, so we too will go on to glory. So we pray for the dead, and in a way it reminds us of our ultimate destiny, to achieve our perfect consummation and bliss, both in body and soul, and that awaits us. So it, remembering to pray for the dead, helps us to remember our destiny, that Christ has won for us, that we too will come to glory. And then, of course, on All Saints Day, we're not only praying for those who have gone before us, but we're also remembering their good examples. So the way we pray that as a church is to look at, if you will, let's go back to page 258. These are prayers that the prayer book appoints for a saint's day. And this is the saint with a capital S. Notice the capital S there on Saint's Day. These are the ones who, through the ages, have been remembered as great examples of faith in Christ. And so we pray, for example, the second collect. O Almighty God, who has called us to faith in Thee and has compassed us about with so great a cloud of witnesses. We're praying the language from the Epistle to the Hebrews. God has compassed us about with a great cloud of witnesses. Grant that we, encouraged by the good examples of Thy saints, and especially of Thy servant, and on the saint's day we'll name the saint, that we may persevere in running the race that is set before us, until at length, through Thy mercy, we with them attain to Thine eternal joy, through Him who is the author and finisher of our faith, Thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Notice, it is a Christocentric prayer. It's focused on Christ, thanking Him for the victory that they won in Him. Remember, these are the ones who came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So they're sanctified by Christ, they have won the victory, and now we remember them, rejoicing that we're in the same fellowship, we are in the same body of Christ, the church. So we have a kinship with them, now that we're grafted into the body of Christ and we're in the family of God, that is a kinship with them that transcends the kinships of this world. So we are closer to the saints than we are to our own blood brother and sister. It's just the way it is, because the kinship that I have with others, according to my biology in this world, that is transcended by the kinship I have with those who, with whom I am sharing now the reality of our incorporation into the body of Christ. The blood brother that I have, that bond will end in death. It doesn't transcend death. There is now the kinship that I have with others in faith, that is eternal. So we've now been brought into a family of fellowship of those who are faithful to Christ, which strengthens us. We need to remember that. The enemy wants us to think that we're all by ourselves alone. Oh, no, but we're not. We're in one great army of faithful Christians who through the ages have followed Christ and are still following Christ. This is a present reality. We can't see them. They've gone before us like the great army that is crossing over the river, right? They have crossed over. We're going to cross over later. They're seeing the glory land first, then we'll follow. But we're in the same vast army of those who follow Christ. And that is something we need to remember. We're encouraged by that and also encouraged by their good examples. Now, on All Saints Day, we're giving God thanks for all the ones that are faithful. But it's a good day to remember those two that are especially great examples of following Christ. And we might remember, for example, today the martyrs. So we usually mark the day on the calendar with red, the color of blood, those who withstood the world's demand that they worship another god and instead stayed faithful to Christ, even though it meant their death. Like St. Polycarp, who was killed in the second century, a godly bishop. By the way, the faithful would gather at his grave on the day of his death and celebrate a Eucharist. Gives us a pledge of life eternal. And that became kind of the antecedent of the yearly remembrance of the Saints' Day. It was from Polycarp. We might remember the virgin martyrs, those who withstood the power of the emperor, who said if they didn't go his way, he would destroy them. Well, they weren't afraid of death because they were wed to Christ. So St. Dorothy is an example. We might remember the faithful apostles who took the word of God to others, even though they had to hazard all, leave all behind, and hazard their fortune, and eventually end a martyr's death. We rejoice today in the faithful example of the missionary saints. So think of St. Paul, St. Luke, Barnabas, St. Barnabas, Timothy and Titus, the missionary bishops who planted the church, or the great missionary bishops like St. Martin of Tours or St. Patrick of Ireland, St. Bridget of Ireland, or St. Columba, and all those who took the faith to others. We might think of those who were strong in the establishment of the church. St. Bridget is a good example of that, who established a community of faithful in Ireland that stood for 1,000 years. It was a dual monastery of men and women and faithful practice, but that continuity of Christian expression lasted for 1,000 years. We might think of those who established strong orders of faithful monastics. So, say, St. Benedict of Nursia, father of the Benedictines, or St. Francis of Assisi, the Franciscans, or St. Ignatius Loyola of the Jesuits. All those that were faithful and established and made strong the church, we might remember them today as good examples. We might think that, all saints, we might be reminded that instead of taking so much time with the transitory news that we might be consumed, that we might consume and that is consuming us. Instead of taking time with that, we might discover the works of one of the saints and be really at peace with what we find. We might recognize Lady Julia of Norwich, who probably would be not sure why she's not a saint with a capital S on the church calendar, but her writings, her mystical writings, will be part of the retreat on Saturday for the women here at the church. There is wonderful examples of the mystical experiences of those in the church that we can be edified by if we read their writings. St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa d'Avila, St. Teresa of Lisieux, wonderful works that we can, you know, that can help us in our own walk, right? We feebly struggle, they in glory shine, but we don't forget that they had their struggles in this life, and now we have a cloud of witnesses, right? All these people that overcame the difficulties in their life and stayed faithful to Christ, and if they could do it by Christ's power, we can too in our own place and time. So let us be encouraged by them, get to know them, and be strengthened in the faith. So today on All Saints Day, we remember that we have been set aside. Christ is calling us to a sanctified life. We too are to be a saint. We give humble thanks for those who we love that have gone on before us and pray for them that they may rest in peace. And we remember the saints in gratitude to God for all those who have gone before, who have been faithful to Christ and shine as bright lights in the history of our faith. May God bless us on this All Saints Day. May we be strengthened in the faith and persevere in the sanctified life to which Christ has called us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.